Blasting out coast to coast and border to border on rural radio and hometown radio stations, it's time for America's Hot Barn Report with Monty James.
Thank you, Max Armstrong, a true radio legend and Hall of Famer. We're lucky to have him as our voiceover guy. Just sent him a care package with Midwestern pork and beef right off the farm and ranch. And despite sounding super serious on the air, he has a keen sense of humor. Here's what we call an intro in the radio biz that I wrote as a joke, and Max knocked it out of the park.
Oh, broadcasting from the Max Armstrong Memorial Studio. Max Armstrong Memorial? Wait just a minute. Who writes this anyway? Well, it's time for markets.
Hey, with all that's going on in the world nowadays, you still got to keep it real and have some fun on this journey. Feel me? Yesterday at the CME in Chicago, front month live cattle, some folks calls them fat cattle. I call them fat cattle. Gained 185 at 201.40. June fats plus 162, hitting 197.87. April feeders boom 302, closing at 280.72. May contracts 292 green at 281.87. Not too shabby. We listen and watch a lot of so-called market analysts sitting in their cushy chairs in big cities saying this cattle market run will burn out soon. It has to. I beg to differ, sir. The HBR is out in the trenches at sale barns across the Great Northern Beef Belt, and with a depleted inventory and the price of replacement heifers through the roof, this reporter sees no end to the uptrend in the near future. Speaking of which, here's the numbers coming in from our lucky 13 reporting barns across the Great Northern Beef Belt. Let's start out west. Mindy at Wyoming's Torrington Livestock texted overnight that 52 head of 700-pound replacement heifers off the Falls Ranch sizzled in an incredible 324. Wrap your mind around that, ranchers. Mitch Bartle at Minnesota's Tri-County Stockyards had a load of black heifers averaging 875 southbound and down at 255.25, baby. Platte Livestock Market touts at 490-pound red steers hit 416. We were in the seats on Facebook Live at Stockman's of Yankton to witness a load of 560-pound charblacks burn the barn down at 408. Speechless. Incredible time to be in the cattle biz. If you got cattle, that is, here's your chance. Big Thursday sales in Prussia and Mobridge, South Dakota, Dickinson and Napoleon, North Dakota, and Ogallala, Nebraska. Big Friday sale at St. Ange and Pahasapa. See video teasers at Hot Barn on FB. MJ for the HBR Outski.
Brought to you by North Platte Stockyards, Stockman's Livestock, Tri-County Stockyards, Bassett Livestock, Platte Livestock, Torrington Livestock, Mobridge Livestock, Ogallala Livestock, Prussia Livestock, St. Ange Livestock, Napoleon Livestock, Babe Livestock, and Stockman's Livestock Exchange.
Minnesota cattleman and world champion steer wrestler J.D. Struxness talks about the benefits of using Purple Wave Auction.
You know, I love visiting with them. They do a fantastic job. They know their machinery. And, man, if you're in the market to buy anything, they are the easiest way and the most helpful people to get you what you need. It's as easy as the click of a mouse to get on there and buy something.
Anything and everything you need for your farming or ranching operation, all at super affordable auction pricing. Visit purplewave.com. That's purplewave.com.